Now, today's a very special day for the Fred Hollows Foundation. The iconic Sydney Coast Trek is happening today. It's raised more than $9 million for the Fred Hollows Foundation. And there were a few different treks people are doing today. There's a 30-kilometre one, or a more challenging 55-kilometre one. And it's all for the Fred Hollows Foundation, who work to restore eyesight to those who are needlessly blind. Because 4 out of 5 people who are blind around the world don't need to be. Remarkable fact, that, isn't it? Now, one man who has a close connection with the Fred Hollows Foundation is Adam Spencer. He's on the line right now. G'day, Adam.
How are you, Warren? What a lovely day to walk 30 or 55 kilometres to end needless blindness around the world.
Absolutely. Did you do the trek?
Yes, I did, mate. I'm the patron of the event, so I've done it a few times now. So when they said they were bringing in a new, shorter 30-kilometre walk, I thought the appropriate thing to do as patron was to do that walk this year. I can now talk from a position of authority about the 30-kilometre versus the 55. We're here at the finish line now at Balmoral. Most of the 30K walkers have finished, so we're all giving big high fives to the 55Ks as they come through now.
Yeah, they're for moral support, eh?
They've been there for a month. They've been started at 6 o'clock this morning at Palm Beach. They need a bit more than moral support. They probably need a foot rub and a Hydrolite drink as well.
Yeah, well, that's a great achievement. How long have you been involved in this?
Well, I've been an ambassador for the Fred Hollows Foundation for more than a decade now. Fred Hollows actually operated on my... Anyone who's seen me on TV knows that I've got a wonky eye.
Yep.
Fred Hollows actually operated on my wonky eye when I was a kid. Now, some people look at my eye and go, gee, he wasn't very good. You should have seen it before he started, Warren. The man was a genius. So I've pledged to do anything I can for the Fred Hollows Foundation for the last 20 years. The Coast Trek's been going for almost a decade now, and it's branching out into Melbourne and the Sunshine Coast. And as you said, $9 million has been made. We're hoping this year to make $3 million, $25 a pop, to restore sight to people around the world.
Yeah, now, look, that figure I find quite remarkable. Thankfully, this isn't in Australia, I don't believe, but internationally, what, 4 out of 5 people who are blind don't need to be.
But also, there's a big footprint of the Fred Hollows Foundation in Outback Australia and Indigenous communities and the like. Yeah, when you're talking glaucomas, when you're talking, it's just a simple operation to remove the cloudy film from the eye, $25 a pop. And in parts of the world where this is a problem, Warren, if a middle-aged man in a village suddenly goes needlessly blind, well, the first thing that happens is someone in his family, disproportionately often a young girl or two, have to stop and look after him all the time. So they stop going to school, they stop working. The impact across the whole community is far more than just the person whose eyesight is affected. So when you restore sight to someone, you're liberating often 2 or 3 people who really need it.
Yeah, wonderful, isn't it? And look, it's wonderful that the Fred Hollows name is with us so many years after he sadly passed away. You know,
it's one of those funny things, isn't it? People love Fred Hollows.
Yeah.
That Australian tall poppy sense, before people could start saying, okay, I've heard enough from this guy, he died.
Yeah.
And so he is remembered as this wonderful, incredible guy who wanted to do something about this in Australia and around the world. The system said you couldn't, the politics said you couldn't, and he said, stuff you all, I'm going to do it. And so today in Outback Australia, in Eritrea, in Vietnam, in Nepal, in countries around the world, people who don't need to be blind are having their sight restored. More than 10 million people around the world have had their sight restored by Fred Hollows doctors, or doctors trained by Fred Hollows doctors, or doctors trained by those, dot, dot, dot. That's life-changing, a fantastic Australian institution. If people want to help, they can go to Coast Trek with one T, C-O-A-S-T-R-E-K. Search that on the web and throw a few dollars out. I throw $25 this afternoon in happy hour, and you'll restore sight to someone.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, absolutely. And how many are left to finish? Any idea there, Adam?
Oh, we'll be here till late tonight, mate. Some of these people on the 55K take it at a leisurely pace, or their bodies force them to take it at a leisurely pace. It'll be going till about 10 o'clock tonight, but often those people crossing the line had the biggest smile on their faces of all.
Okay, good on you, Adam. Great event, great organisation, and thanks for being part of the show.
Thanks for your support. I'm going to go and get a foot rub.
I bet you are. Adam Spencer, there he is. It's the Fred Hollows Foundation, and it's the day of Sydney Coast Trek. And as you say, if you want to give some money, help them get to that great goal of $3 million for the Fred Hollows Foundation. That website is coasttrek.com.au. That is coasttrek.com.au.